This Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., is the Sandia Heights Artist Tour, and I'm joined in the studio by one of the participating artists and an organizing member, Mary Ellen Merrigan. Tell me what's new this year.
You know, we've got, as always, a new mix of artists, and we have continued to condense the stops so that you see more people in fewer stops. We have 36 artists in 13 stops this year.
How many of those are new?
Of those, 11 are completely new artists. And we've done a few things to make the event new to the people who always follow us. This is our 16th year. And this year, Bike ABQ is providing a bike rack at each stop, so it's bike friendly.
Oh, so you don't have to drive now. If you want to, you can get up there, unload your bikes, and bike from stop to stop.
Yes.
13 stops. What kind of art do you see at each of the stops?
You really have a creative variety. And I know that's a bit of a cliche, but we have photography, ceramics, jewelry. We have painting in oil, mixed media, watercolor, fibers, gourds. We just have a good variety.
So at each stop, is it like concentrated, here are the watercolors, here's the woodwork, here's the jewelry, or is it a mix at just about everything?
It's a mix because each stop is focused on the artists who are there. So at my stop, for example, I'm at the home of Linda Birch, who's a mixed media artist. So she will have her mixed media. Laura McIndoo will have ceramics, and I will have a variety of jewelry.
So you really do want to visit as many of the stops as possible.
Oh, yes. And we try and make that easy. There are bright watermelon-colored signs that will really point the way to where you're going.
How about the artists themselves? Are these largely professional artists who are selling in the galleries around?
Again, yes. It's a combo. It is a number of professional artists, as well as really enthusiastic beginners or people who are in a new career after retirement, pursuing something different. Award winners.
But the great thing about the tour is getting to actually meet the artists in a casual situation. Because I know at a gallery opening, I'm always a little intimidated to even go up and talk to the artist.
Well, this is a way to see where they work. So each of these homes will have a studio, and then you'll be able to talk with the artists themselves about their story, their process. It's local, and that's what really counts.
And you also give locally, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this year our charity is La Mesa Academy, which does performance and visual arts for about 200 children in the International District. Last year, the group gave $1,700 to art in the schools. Every artist contributes to that cause, as well as we offer our customers an opportunity to contribute as they come through.
Now, there's also another interesting new thing this year, and that's music, right?
Yes, you would love that. We're calling it the final stop on the tour. From 5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, Alchemy will perform at Bosley Brothers Brew Pub on Tramway.
So it's this Saturday and Sunday. Tell me the hours. Tell me how we can find out more.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Follow the pink signs or go to the website, sandiaheightsartists.com, and download a map or a Google map so that you can use it on mobile and find your way.
And you go to the website, you can also learn a little bit more about the artists in advance.
Absolutely.
As well.
You can look up any artists, see their work, and discover where they are.
And plan your tour.
It's a good idea.
Mary Ellen Merrigan, one of the artists and one of the organizers of the Sandia Heights Artist Tour going on this Saturday and Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brent.